I really just wanted to say give it up because Cam's been giving it up for everything. That I wanted to see what that was like. But we also have great writers that help plan all of this. We have great thinkers and observers, entertainers for sure, and musicians. Our mixed students are very talented students. But before we get to hear from them, I wanted to take a little bit of time to look back at part of that Proverbs verse that we just had in the Visio Divina. So let me read that part to you. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world, and delighting in humankind. Now be honest with me, how many of you can truly claim those sentiments day after day after day? Raise your hand, show of hands. Yes, keep your hands down in the front. They always like to raise their hands. Yeah, those are hard sentiments for me too. My name is Britt Dahlstrom, and I have the honor of being the director of the Mix and working with these students. The students and adults that you see in these cool blue t-shirts are amazing people, and I am very privileged to have them as a huge, important part of my life. But even with them in my life, I struggle to rejoice in his whole world and delight in humankind day to day. When brainstorming for this event and this service, eventually the conversation turned towards the theme of perseverance. And I gotta be honest, my gut reaction was, ooh, that's maybe a little bit too superficial. Do we really want to do that? We're trying to teach these students about questioning things for themselves and having that true faith. And when I heard perseverance, my mind went directly to that run the race and persevere verse. And it just seemed a little too cliche for these students. But then they started to share some of the stories that they wanted to be able to share today and why they were going down that route of perseverance. They wanted to share things that they've experienced over the past years. Things like tough times at school, living in a pandemic, doing school in a pandemic, doing the Mix online and during a pandemic, health problems of their own, health problems in their families, death of loved ones, the world showing its true color of white supremacy everywhere they look. And yet these students continued to show up to the Mix. They continued to want to spend time together, exploring things together. And not just because of the fun things that we do. We have a lot of fun. We laugh a lot and play games and all of that. But they have a desire to learn about the Jesus of justice, the Jesus that flips things upside down. They really do ask us adults to make sure that we're doing things like the contemplative moments. They want to explore things like that. They want a lot of variety. They don't want to just go through the motions of the same thing. They love when we try different forms of prayer, all of which would have been super intimidating for me at their age, and still is, honestly, sometimes. These students keep us on our toes as adults, and we love that. We are blessed by that. But I gotta be honest, sometimes I dread going to the Mix on a Sunday night. And not because I don't love you all dearly, but maybe I haven't planned enough. Thank goodness for a great team that really can just roll with anything. Give it up for the team of the Mix. But oftentimes it's because it's a busy week and I'm weighted down. But every time I leave the Mix, I am completely energized. It takes me so long to wind down from the night because of conversations that we've had or prayers that have come out of their mouths or questions that they've had or things that they want to talk about. Those little moments with these young people, they truly give me hope in the future. So maybe this perseverance theme is a good one. Maybe it actually is good for all of us. Think back over this past week. The past month, maybe months, past years, have you had to persevere? I think it's safe to say we all have, even if we're just barely clinging to something by a thread. We have persevered because you're here today. You're here searching for something. The words that Caden read from the book of Romans ring even more true when I think about this and I work with these students. And these words were, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. As a multi-generational church, one of our priorities is children and youth. We have tons of them, so we have to think about them for sure. But it's an exciting part. We believe that the Holy Spirit has been given to our young people too, that the Holy Spirit is working in and through these students, especially in times when they've had to dig deep and persevere. Three of our students wanted to share about how God has been working in their lives and how about how their relationship with the divine has helped them be able to persevere. I pray that while you listen to them share, you get glimpses of our divine, and that because of that, you can delight in humankind a bit more today. So I invite our first student up, and she will introduce herself.
Just a little shorter than them.
You got it?
Yeah. Hi, good morning. Or afternoon. My name is Lily Bratchell, and I'm the daughter of Perrin and Adam Bratchell. I'm also a sixth grader at Shanahan Middle School. I'm here to talk about how I am and can show perseverance. I've always lived in a Christian home since my dad is a pastor, but most recently I've been closer to God because I've been sharing the word with my friends. And I also, even though my family and I have only been going to sanctuary since August of last year, the church has shaped me so much through the people and through the mix. About 1 or 2 months ago, some people in my school were bullying me and my friend about how we weren't popular enough or what clothes we were wearing. Me being me, I thought that telling them to stop would make them stop, but I was most definitely wrong. So we told the guidance counselors, our teachers, but they still wouldn't stop. So being a sixth grader who gets very worked up about things, I thought that I wasn't good enough in life and that no one liked me, but I knew God had a purpose for me. So I talked to my parents and prayed about it, to what God can do and what I can do. And through that, I thought of personally one of my favorite Bible verses, which is Joshua 1:9. So if you want to look at the screen or if you have a Bible, Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So that day I went up to my friend and I kind of pushed the verse into our conversation. So a little after I told my friend, she asked how she could get closer to God. And I said, well, there's a lot of different churches you could go to, but personally one of my favorites is Sanctuary. And after she's like, well, maybe I'll try that. And so I always remember and want other people to remember that even if you feel like you don't have a purpose, you do.
The definition of perseverance is persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay. My name is Amelia Bradford, and I am in sixth grade. I am so excited to be worshiping with you this morning. Perseverance is a word I am taught and told a lot in my life, whether or not that's through school or even sometimes in the mix. Perseverance isn't always easy. For instance, I'm a huge people person, if you didn't know. So when COVID and the pandemic hit, that changed the whole world and how I value and view things in the world. I didn't realize how much going to school meant to me, so once I started online school, it made me view school in a different way. Even though I didn't enjoy learning on online school, it helped me learn to persevere in a different way than I thought I was going to. Not only have I learned to persevere through my personal life, but I have also noticed what God has to say about persevering through Scripture. Earlier this year, in one of our lessons in the mix, we learned about a man named Job. A quick background story about Job if you aren't familiar with this part of the Bible. Job and his family were extremely privileged. They were wealthy and maintained good health. However, one day Job wasn't feeling himself. Instead, he felt extremely sick, and which had never happened before because his family was always healthy. He also found that his entire family had died and all of his goods were stolen. Job questioned God and asked why God had chosen him to suffer. But even in his sufferings, Job persevered, and eventually God restored Job's health and gave Job a wonderful new line of descendants, and Job was more wealthy than he ever was before. In this scripture, God is trying to present for perseverance in a way that started off and ended smoothly and later turned a little sad. Not only has God shown perseverance through people in the Bible, but also through his son, Jesus. Jesus is the greatest example of perseverance. The Bible states that Jesus was tempted in every way and went through many sufferings while he was on earth. No one has persevered as much as him. And when you are discouraged and it seems that the blessing is taking too long, don't give up. Persevere to the end and you will have victory in Jesus. So I challenge you today to try to persevere more in life, whether or not that's in your personal life or even in church. For me, that's trying to persevere more in the mix and try to think deeper to what God is trying to tell me.
Good morning. My name is Zoe Bradshaw, and I'm a Sanctuary Columbus Church student. My family started at Sanctuary around August 2021 and have fallen in love with the church ever since. Fitting to the theme today, keeping me persistent in faith began with a multitude of things. As a daughter of a pastor, I was always surrounded by the Lord and was exposed to the subject of perseverance in faith at a young age. Many people associate perseverance with completing or achieving a goal at work, school, or in life. Others may interpret as remaining consistent in their relationship and conversation with God. Finding myself most familiar to this, the end of my fifth grade school year was when my faith was truly tested. I was still quite young and hadn't seen much of what life is to give. But even years later, nothing much has changed. As everyone else in my class, I had just returned from PE, exhausted, worn out, and just a bit dizzy. My teacher sent me down to the nurse's office in hopes of getting some ibuprofen to slow me down. But when I got down to the office, what I had expected to be a simple interaction turned into a painful situation. I had almost lost all vision and hearing at this point, so the nurse, in panic, called an ambulance. My dad had later shown up to the surprise of riding in an ambulance to the hospital alongside me. With doctors, nurses, and my parents all around me, I had only one thought. I was going to die. Fast forward a few minutes, hours, I don't remember, but I'm sure my parents do. But my neurologist had informed my parents and I that I had a seizure disorder that only 0.01% of the world's population possess. Since then, I've had my good and bad days, including the moment my neurologist diagnosed me with another type of seizure disorder. But it was talking with Jesus that got me through all of this. I know that this doesn't define me as no one's illness should, and I've learned this through in-depth conversations with the Lord. With this perspective, I've met and connected with some incredible people throughout the church, including those at The Mix and Young Life. The Mix has not only taught me the value of perseverance, but how the use of it can build a loving, confident, and strong mind and body through Christ.